Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about the probably hardest thing to talk about in life, and it is thoughts of suicide. Now, no matter what you're going through or the difficult things that we experience in life, this is what I need to tell you. What are suicidal thoughts? Active thoughts of suicide involves clear and specific thoughts about killing yourself, which is not okay. Plans to taking your own life. Now, realistically, we need to look at why seeking support can be challenging. And this is why I do my coaching the way I do, is to support you guys so that you can actually get a better understanding about yourself and why you are behaving the way that you are. Whether they're passive or active, persistent thoughts about taking your life, and you feel overwhelmed, hopeless, unsure what to do, and really, this is common. Now, really, it's not okay to have these things. Now, talking about these thoughts can be tough. You may not know how to share them with other people, but you might also worry about the potential's responses. Why would you do it? Blah, blah, blah. The negative crap that comes with it, you know. But you're not even depressed when you actually are. Now, these are common things that people don't understand or realize that suicidal thoughts are familiar and common. In fact, over a million of adults in New Zealand or even any former country are seriously thought about suicide. You can have these thoughts even if you don't have depression or any other mental health diagnose. This is because suicidal thoughts can be simple and indicate you're experiencing these negative things. And we got to manage these things by using CBT, Conductive Behavioral Therapy. Now, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Now, this is important that I support you guys. I know because I've experienced it with my two siblings who took their lives. Now, I experienced depression myself, so I understand how hard it is, how emotionally difficult it can be to get out of that shithole. And we got to look at the nature to want to put it to stop to this unhealthy feelings, and the service that when it comes up to service, envision a way out and you're so distressed, but you have an option. Okay, there's a way of overcoming these negative things by using my coaching and finding a way through that. Now, when you need help now, like as you're listening to this, if you are having these negative thoughts, you're not alone. I've struggled with them myself. I've been there, so I understand how you feel. To get help right away, considering reaching out to me or any crisis helpline, you can do that, or even just learning what CBT is all about. There is a website in New Zealand as well called justathought.co.nz. They are great to learn conductive behavioral therapy, what is what I teach, but I also can teach you guys. So trained crisis counselors and some coaches like myself can offer compassionate, judgment-free support for these things. Guidance to finding and coping strategies that work for you. Additional resources for getting support nearby. Now, this is crucial for when you are struggling with these negative things in life. You've got to do the best you can. What to do if you're experiencing active thoughts? Well, first, knowing that anyone can experience these things, and these thoughts don't represent a weakness, a flaw, or personal failure, you're not. Okay? That's one thing I can tell you, you're not a failure at all. They're not a feel guilty or a shame or any of that crap. Okay, so if you consider methods of suicide, actively thinking about ending your life, these steps can help you stay safe for longer term of support. Especially, I experienced that situation myself, so I know what it's like when I was young and I struggled and I was a teenager. So reaching out, someone trusted or can listen to, offer emotional support to you, to someone you feel comfortable enough to talk to about these things, or even a counsellor. Reaching out some way is crucial, even if you go to a life coach who understands you, which is crucial too. Go somewhere safe. Getting to a safe location can make it easier to avoid acting any of these thoughts. You might try a library, a public space, coffee shop maybe, somewhere you feel more comfortable, and in a different, even a different room in the house, just getting somewhere different for a change. Now, don't go anywhere near any form of weapons whatsoever. It's not going to solve the problem. A family member or a friend can help you remove these items so that it doesn't affect you. Avoid alcohol or other substance like drugs because it doesn't serve you any purpose either. Now, trying grounding techniques, going for a short walk, cuddling a pet or hanging out with your dog, and doing 4 to 7, 8 breathing technique are all examples of grounding techniques that help you stay in the present during this moment of distress. Now, I use meditation daily to help with my distress, and I talk to a counselor if I'm struggling. So, need someone to talk to? You need someone to talk to about the way you're feeling, the way you struggle with it. So I would recommend Depression Helpline in New Zealand if you are a New Zealander. And there are ways that we all face these negative things. Do something that helps you relax. Listen to music. You know, something that you enjoy. Looking at photos, videos, or people, animals you love. It can help you feel calmer and less stressed. If you're grieving a loss, family member or a pet you greatly miss, it can be hard. Trust me, when my cat died, I felt so lost without her. She was my best friend for many years. So I understand what it's like to lose something or someone. Now, getting support is crucial, no matter what. And I would recommend that you do. The feelings of pain and despair might not immediately improve, but addressing these thoughts and feelings can take time and professional support as well. But taking the first step towards managing these thoughts can help you get somewhere with it. Now, doing what is needed, though, for long-term relief of distress and these negative thoughts, is handling passive thoughts that really destroy you. Now, this is why recognizing the signs, getting support, and working on crisis plan, finding a way to deal with it. Okay, and you can use an online template to get started on yourself as well. Now, staying connected, feelings of guilt or sense of being burdened can lead you to avoid loved ones as well. So you really need to find a way around that. Now, finding positive distractions is helpful to us too, because it makes it easier to deal with. And finding a reason to live, finding a purpose that makes you feel good. For example, me coaching you guys is something that is a purpose in my life, because I see a need in helping thousands of people. Reading a good book might remind you of how exciting your life can be in the next volume series or something, you know. Or taking a dog for a good long jog might remind you of the unconditional affection and companionship you know, and focusing on your self-care, making sure you take care of your physical needs may not necessarily reduce it, but you would feel 10 times different. And really looking after yourself and getting good sleep. Now, when life is challenging and painful moments feel most overwhelming, it can help to remember you're not alone, okay? Opening up about how you feel may not change your situation, but it will improve it. So, doing what you can to help yourself. Now, what causes these things? Well, a lot of negative things in life, really. Health conditions, you know, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, substance of disorders, anxiety, eating disorder, post-traumatic stress. All these things are conditions that will put you in that negative place. But we've got to get out of that place so that you can be strong and strong-minded. Okay, so this is my job, to help you guys see these things differently. Now, it can be genetics or risks, so you've got to look at these things with your doctor and really talk about it. How to offer support to someone you know who's struggling. And if they do not want to help themselves, that's their problem, sadly. You can't do anything to stop them from doing it. Or you got to, maybe you notice that some concerns, signs about this person mentioning these negative feelings and not even helping themselves, saying they feel like they're burdened or miserable and avoiding people that usually spend time with, giving the treasurer's belongings. I seem very calm after a period of intense stress, or sleeping much more than usual, using substance more often, and taking risks with their safety. Now, this is the concerns you've got to look out for, but no one can stop what is happening, only yourself, your own mindset. And this is where CBT comes into it, conductive behavioral therapy. But the myth of it is actually reconstructing your behavior, your thoughts about it, and really changing your behaviors and thoughts. In fact, asking about can have a positive impact when you bring up these topics with yourself and you ask yourself, you're willing to listen and offer support, and being a better person towards yourself is important. It's possible to experience suicidal thoughts without obvious risks factors, but you've got to be, you know, the opposite to yourself. You've got to be kind to yourself. And getting help. No matter how, what coping strategies you have, you need to find a certain amount of support system. And in other words, until you begin to identify work with the concerns and triggers, these thoughts, they'll likely to come up. And you don't have to start this process alone. You've got to have some certain amount of trained professional, if you possibly can, to go a long way towards more lasting results to get through this. A therapist and a life coach like myself can offer compassionate guidance. Identifying these key triggers or causes, including signs to your mental condition, developing a safety plan, exploring ways to share your thoughts with loved ones, building new skills to cope. Now, all this is actually including emotional regulation and problem solving, distressing tolerance, and reframing unwanted thoughts with CBT. Now, taking through possible solutions to overwhelming distress and challenges, these are all things that we ask you, these questions, your thoughts of what is happening around you. What can we do to cope with it? Are there any other ways that you can deal with your symptoms of depression, anxiety, or anything like that, or thoughts of self-harm, past suicidal attempts, your thoughts, your family health history? They can also be recommended helpful therapy approaches that just as conductive behavioral therapy. So I would really recommend that you do get seek support For any of this, any mental health issue, concern, you need to look after yourself in this situation. Be kind to yourself. Now, can offer these situations to help you in the future. Now, searching for a therapist may be hard, but there is something out there if you ask your doctor. Now, I know antidepressants don't sound nice, but sometimes it might just actually help you in the long run. If you do experience these thoughts while taking antidepressants, then you definitely need to talk to your doctor. You cannot deny these. You know, it's a big thing. So stop taking the medication or changing your dose without professional guidance is incredibly important. So definitely talk to your doctor. The bottom line is, right now we feel as if you have no way of escaping the pain and unhappiness. There's a way out by using CBT. Now, being kind to yourself, I'm here for you. There's ways we can get through it. I've been there. I know what it's like, and it is hard. But getting support is incredibly important. Now, thinking about it is not going to help you. You really need some kind of support out there. And look, I've seen how many people are seeking help, seeking support. Even if you went to a church, just the love and support they give you is important. So what you do today, do it now, because you will be thanking yourself later for supporting yourself like this. I hope this serves you guys to really, really look at this in a really important way, because it is crucial, really crucial. There's no way you can run away from this realistically, because it's the damage it does to other people. So when you run up, when you go and take your life, it's not healthy. It's not a way you should be behaving. It's not okay, because it hurts others, it hurts yourself, and it hurts in every way possible. So I really hope this serves you guys, and I will catch you on the next episode. Take care of yourself, and I will see you on the next one.